Welcome.
Yeah.
We have a special guest here today. We have Mario.
It's me, Mario. Yeah, they love that. You know, they're like kids. So easy to entertain.
We are kids.
Okay. The woman loves it.
The women love that you're a kid.
No, the woman loves the Mario voice.
But it's funny. It's funny how it's not pedophilia when women do it.
But it is pretty cool. We do it.
Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, sure? By the way, does that Mario voice work in the bedroom? Like, oh yes, let me take you hard.
Let me take you high.
Not really, but sometimes I like to ride my girlfriend like Yoshi.
Oh yes, I'm gonna ride you like Yoshi, bitch.
Yoshi.
No, his name was Yoshi.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, Yoshi.
This is in case you just downloaded this by mistake. This is Return of the Living Podcast. I am Freak the Geek.
I'm the Priest.
And today we have a special guest, Weed Jekyll, aka Mario.
That's me, right?
Yeah, Weed is back again.
After a long, long break.
I just want to say this.
The Sean Connery voice.
Oh, really? You remember that? I didn't even remember he can do the Sean Connery voice.
Well, I wouldn't say I can do it.
No, but hey, your Sean Connery voice is very similar to your voice when I stick my cock in you.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Did you know that all James Bond movies with Sean Connery's dubbed?
Are dubbed. Really by weed.
That's true. Sean Connery, you actually don't know what his voice is like. It's just me.
Yeah, he has Brooklyn accent, actually.
He's from the Bronx.
He's just weed on every interview, every TV.
It's just
show.
Dumb.
It's just an elaborate hoax, yes.
Yes. Sean Connery is fake, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry to bust your bubble.
Not okay. At all.
Let's get the show going. This is the Rob Zombie episode we're already talking about on part two. Yes, this is the second music special we have.
With Rob Zombie.
And does everybody know now that Ricky Martin is gay? He said it in the news.
How is this news? I'm sorry. How is this news?
I don't know. I always knew he was gay.
Everybody always knew he was gay.
Yeah.
The only people who didn't know were the people who just didn't want to see the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those crazy fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I can turn him. I'm sure I can give him this and he'll forget about the cock forever. It's just not true. Once you had cock, you're not going back.
But wasn't this like 3 or 4 years ago when they asked him, Ricky Martin, are you a homosexual? And he was like,
some questions you keep to yourself.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but that's when you know he's gay.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's great being gay.
He's quite pretty.
It's not.
Don't you
think?
He's a handsome man.
He sure is.
Like, gay is okay by us. Being a midget, that's a different story, but not to get into that right now.
Right.
Oh god, not with the midgets again.
Okay. The midget thing again, right.
Look, yeah. So let's go like really quickly over because I have a special surprise for you guys.
Oh,
but,
nice.
Yeah, and it's not my cock.
Oh, damn.
It's my butt, everybody! Oh, okay.
That's not.
We just found out he's not been in Lilyhammer.
No,
he's been in Lilyhammer.
No,
so that was really good.
What?
I'm just kidding.
He's been in Lilyhammer.
He's been in a place that's
called
a couple of 10 feet away from Lilyhammer. Here in Norway, it's called Hammer.
Yeah.
And you can see how we got it confused. Lilyhammer and Hammer.
Yeah.
So you tell me. Has it been any different? In Hammer,
in contrast to Lilyhammer,
exactly. Yeah, like the one you were.
Actually, I have been to Lilyhammer with the whole music school that we.
Because
we opened the jump show, the ski jumping show. Our marching band.
Really?
And I played the baritone saxophone.
Really?
Yes,
really?
It was cold as shit.
I believe you. So your lips got stuck on the set?
No, my lip weren't the problem. My fingers.
Yeah, they were.
They were ice cold. Yes.
Like ice cold.
I want to jump away from Lilyhammer and Hammer. We'd also saw Alice in Wonderland 3D. And the priest talked about it last week, which you probably didn't hear.
I didn't get because I was a little out of my mind.
Out of focus.
Out of focus, as always.
Yeah, but yeah. Weed saw it, and he thinks that the priest is a douche.
So, I don't think he's a douche. I think he's a douche.
I'm a douche right now. Okay.
So you want to elaborate on that?
No. So, honestly, I never said anything.
I'm just going to mute you on the podcast, so okay? Back to us.
Honestly, I never said anything negative about his opinion. I'm just saying that I have my own.
Hey, just admit it. I'm a good reporter. That's called leading.
You want us to fight?
Yeah, I want you to fight. Cage match.
Chris versus weed.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. I don't really. We're not gonna talk about anything like that because I haven't, a special thing.
You haven't seen it.
No, that too. But I have a special segment for us.
Oh.
From now on, we're gonna have. Well, this time it's 11 questions. Maybe I have more next time.
Oh, God.
But it's supposed to be called 20 questions. Get to know your podcaster.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna get to, the audience. They're gonna get to know us. Well, you guys, because I'm not gonna ask myself.
No,
they're not that bad. Okay.
Okay.
They're really simple questions, so you gotta keep it like short. Okay?
Okay.
Max one sentence, no more than one sentence.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Weed first.
Of course.
And then you. Okay.
As a guest.
Yeah. So, question number one:
Excited.
Freddy or Jason?
Freddy or Jason? What? I'm sorry. What?
Who's the best?
Who's the best? I'd say Freddy.
Freddy. Okay, number two, boxer shorts or trousers?
Trousers. You mean like panties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you wear panties?
Because trousers, I see how you're confused here, because trousers is the English word
for pants.
Pants.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But you mean tidy whiteies.
Yeah, tidy whiteies.
And I definitely
underwear.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely go for boxers.
Boxers. Batman or the Joker?
Ooh.
Okay, we gotta push him quickly.
Okay, Batman.
Okay, Coke or Mountain Dew?
Coke.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Halloween or Christmas?
Christmas.
Curling or snooker?
Curling.
Fish or beef?
Beef.
Zombies or boogeyman?
Boogeyman.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
And I do mean when you're doing it.
Yes, I know, I know.
When you're doing it Yoshi style.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, lights on.
Pee standing or pee sitting?
Standing.
Okay, good.
That was
the first. Yeah, okay. And now for Mr. Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy or Jason?
Jason.
Boxer shorts or tidy whiteies?
Boxer shorts.
Batman or the Joker?
The Joker.
Coke or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Curling or snooker?
Snooker.
You're so dedicated.
Yeah, I know. I'm dedicated.
You feel like you're on fucking Jeopardy.
I'm on fire.
I'm just busting to the questions.
The millions.
Fish or beef?
Fish.
Zombies or boogeyman?
Zombies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
Good. Or else he would have been off the show.
Fuck.
Pee standing or sitting?
Sorry, guys. Sitting.
Wow.
Sitting is actually better for the bladder, but it's still pretty good.
Who cares what's better for the bladder?
I love sitting.
But technically, I have to say this. If this was Jeopardy, he'd technically be busting through the answers.
Yeah.
Not the questions.
Okay, you really want to go down that path
so
early on the show. I'm going to hate you for the rest of the show now.
That's good, because it creates excitement.
Yeah, it does.
Right over there.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Okay, do any of you guys have anything else to say? Like, about what's going on? Or what, ask me those questions?
Should we?
Yes.
Okay,
of course.
Okay, ask me the questions.
Oh, God. Freddy or Jason?
Freddy.
Boxer shorts or trousers?
Boxer shorts.
Batman or the Joker?
Always the Joker.
Coke or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew, man.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Curling or snooker?
That's a hard one because I hate both, but curling. I think curling.
Okay.
Fish or beef?
Beef.
Zombies or boogeyman?
Boogeyman.
Lights on or?
Off.
Always on.
Pee standing or sitting?
If I'm really tired, sitting.
Then you stand.
If I feel awake, I stand.
That's not
true. If I'm drunk, I sit.
That's not
That's not the issue.
You can lean on the walls if you're drunk.
Yeah, that's a good point. But sometimes I get so drunk, I miss on the walls.
You're standing. If you're tired, you're always standing.
Yeah, no, because sometimes you go, you know, you feel, I hate this, by the way. Waking up in the middle of the night, and you look at the clock, and you're supposed to be at work at 8, and you look at the clock, and it's like 6. And you know you only have like 45 more minutes of sleep. But you have to pee so bad that you're gonna have to get up. So you get up, and not to wake yourself up, you know, but to remain in that semi-sleep mode, I sit down. You know, because then I can sit and semi-sleep, go back to bed and sleep.
It's not a bad thing to sit and pee.
You see? So that was 11 questions and subsequently 33 answers.
Yeah, where's the rest of the questions?
Those are coming up next time, you know, you're going to get to know us. Oh,
of course.
Yeah? And they're going to get more and more personal.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
What's next?
Well, I think we're going to go to commercial break or something, because unless you guys have something to say. Well, I do have something to say. Weed is the weed we've been calling, and he used to hate us. But now he realized that, you know, we're such good friends and we're awesome. So he's back.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Official apology. I'm really sorry, guys. I didn't mean those terrible things.
That's exactly. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's
awesome. We accept your apology.
Thank you.
Yeah. Weed the man is back, Mr. Jekyll.
Weed the man.
Weed Jekyll is back.
Yes. And do you want us... Should we read, like, the mails now or later? At the end of the show?
Probably at the end of the show. You know, maybe we could not... After the show.
No, after the show.
After the show.
Sorry, listeners, you're not going to be able to listen to that part. I know you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, but...
Too bad.
Yeah, at the end of the show.
Okay, let's go over to commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello again. This is Dr. Eduardo Johnson. And since you didn't want to buy my ruffled chips that weed is eating, or my anal ointment, I'm back with a new vacuum cleaner. I'll tell you, they suck.
These are really good.
Hey, welcome back to part 2.
Yes, this is part 2. We're going to be talking about a little Rob Zombie
here.
Yeah, we have Rob Zombie right here with us.
Hello, Robbie.
Hello. I'm Rob Zombie.
Oh, wow, he's British. Wow.
He's British.
He's the only British.
Well, we have...
I reckon you didn't know I was British, did ya? Laddies.
Okay, so he's a pirate. Well, Mr. Zombie.
That's not the right
CD. Are you an educated horse?
That's not the right CD.
No, I know.
Okay, we are reviewing today Hellbilly Deluxe 2. Which is supposed to be the sequel to Hellbilly Deluxe 1. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie arose to fame in the late 80s and early 90s with a band called White Zombie. They played like the sexy swinging rock and roll music, but later on, when they reached their peak... Rob Zombie quit the band. He formed his own thing, Rob Zombie. First CD he gave out was Hellbilly Deluxe in 98.
Yeah, 98.
And, well, you probably know who it is. He's been doing a lot of movies. Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Devil's Rejects, House of Thousand Corpses.
And a movie that he's using a long time on. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, that's using a long time. He made some comics, written some comics. Thank you. Here's the CD.
Yeah. Hellbilly
first
Deluxe 2.
Yeah, like, first thing I thought we should talk about, just as we did with Calabrese, was the cover.
Yeah.
And things like that. Because Rob Zombie said that this might be the last CD he gives out, like CD. You know, next one's
no
just going to be...
No music, you know?
No. No music. He's going to give out music, just not CDs, because he said... it's a dying breed or something like that.
Which I agree with.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really dumb because I love CDs. And I think, like, of course you can download all the movies I got, but I still want them, you know. I think it's cool to look at. I feel, you can call me old school, but I feel good when I can open the booklet and look at the great art.
Yeah.
As in this booklet.
this booklet has a lot of cool things. You know?
You're absolutely right, but you're now talking about collector interests. And,
yeah, exactly.
And that's something else entirely. That's a different market.
Yeah, but I guess most people collect some artists, don't they?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that way it's a very broad audience. Like, if you just quit making CDs, you know, giving out CDs and just giving out the songs, well, you're still going to make money on the whole thing. But I just don't think fighting down, illegal downloading music, I just don't think this is the right way to go. Because fans like me and collectors like I, we're going to miss a lot, you know? True. Because it's something... It's
probably not gonna die.
No, I mean, it's
we
not
still
gonna
have
die.
We still have records and LPs.
Yeah,
so. Yeah,
exactly. Conclusion: the booklet is really cool. I think it's really awesome
it's
with
really
a lot of drawings
cool, you know?
And stuff like that. Just like most horror bands.
I love how each song has their own picture. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
An Jesus old school themed movie themed picture to each song, which is a very cool thing.
As always, it feels like a Grindhouse poster, you know, like from those days.
Really
like
does.
The exploitation cinema.
I love that the song with the picture, Mars Needs a Woman.
So he's a very movie-centered
very nice.
Artist, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He's got his finger in everything.
Yeah.
Everyone.
He's a finger-licking man.
Finger-licking man. You couldn't have said it better. Because I just couldn't.
No, I know.
At all. So, who wants to start? I think we're going to talk about our favorite songs.
From the album?
And...
Well, should we talk about how when he was born and all that stuff, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Most
I can tell you
know about Zombie.
Well, or if you want to know, you can go on Wikipedia. So, okay, he was born in Massachusetts. Okay, what else do you need?
he's 50 years old or something.
No, the reason I like Rob Zombie, the reason I have almost all the albums he's given out, is because I like the idea of Rob Zombie even more than I like the music, because I see a lot of myself in Rob Zombie. You know. A guy that loves horror movie, loves everything about horror, comics, books, magazines, music, movies, anything. And when he was growing up, I read a lot of interviews where he talks about like how awesome it was to go down 42nd Street in New York and just sneak into these movies and watching this, you know, I Spit on Your Grave and just awful, disgusting movies. And that's just how I felt when I was a kid. You know, my brother showing me horror movies, I felt so terrified. But now I'm thankful for those frightening days, because now I love horror more than ever. So I have a different relationship with him than I guess you two guys have, because you pretty much haven't heard a lot of him.
Nope.
But that being said, the music is very limited. Like, it's not the kind of music for all occasions.
Agreed.
You know, it's very much like a type of music when you want to have fun and not overthink things. Because the lyrics, Rob Zombie's not like a lyric mastermind. You know?
No.
He's not
not really.
Yeah, he's not very good at it, but he makes it interesting and fascinating. And usually he works very good with music. But let's go on to the negative things about the album. Priest, what did you think were some of the things that were not so good?
Well, first of all, I'm not a huge fan of Rob Zombie. So for me,
you are?
No, I'm not a huge
I'm not,
fan
I thought you
of
said,
Rob Zombie.
First of all,
yeah. No, I'm not a huge fan of Rob Zombie, except for his movies and that. But, I listen to a lot of the old songs.
From Hellbilly Deluxe 1?
Yeah, Deluxe 1, and I must say that was a much better record than number 2. I think he just rushed
number 2 too much. Yeah.
Like just making riffs and just putting songs together very fast. So, I don't know.
And overusing riffs sometimes?
Yeah.
To painful extents.
Well, a lot of the songs started very good, you know, and it was like, wow, very cool, interesting. And then suddenly all of the songs just changed.
Yeah, they just fade away.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, we
I think change is good when you listen to music, and that's the thing. It quickly becomes, it's not music that you can sit down and listen to because you'll get bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Very quickly, I think. At least I did. Not that that's a negative thing, but necessarily.
In the setting
of being a listener, it's not like the greatest thing you can listen to. I think he put in a lot of interesting effects and sounds, which are cool. I think he worked more with that aspect of the music than the actual, shape of it or like the riffs and things like that.
Yeah, the composition.
The composition is does not seem like the main focus at all.
No. And that's why I think Priest also felt that the CD is rushed. It feels rushed because it feels like you didn't really think about, does this part really fit here? Does this belong? Should we cut this out? It seems like he just made a couple of songs, felt semi-content with them, and just,
Let's go for it. So.
Yeah, he follows the same formula through almost all the songs.
Yeah.
They start with this little
interlude of some horror movies.
Yeah, some
theme.
Some quick quote from
exactly.
A movie.
Yeah, quote.
And some effects.
And then the song.
Yeah, and then the guitar kicks in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
No, what disappointed me is the first song, the first intro, Jesus Frankenstein. Such an awesome song. I just, the first 45 seconds or 30, 45 seconds, they're so cool.
Yeah,
first time I heard it, I was like, wow, this is such a great CD. But then just, it
flops,
basically. Yeah, it falters a lot, especially with the... I think it's a new single, actually. Sick Bubblegum. That's a song I didn't appreciate at all, basically. But there were some highlights.
Of course.
Yeah.
There were many,
definitely.
Many highlights on this record.
Yeah, like one of the main highlights for my sake is that he finally used the band. This is not a record that Rob Zombie made completely alone. He made it with the band, and you can really hear that.
He wrote it with John Five.
Yeah, with John Five. And you can hear John Five being able to play more and doing solos
cool.
and stuff, and that's awesome because Rob Zombie music really needed solos. And another cool thing that you said earlier, Weed, is that he has this like 80s feeling about some songs, like really like rock, like heavy rock from the 80s, and he throws in some effects, and that makes really cool actually some of those songs. But in like if you look at it as a complete masterpiece, to say in that way, as a complete record, it's not really up to standard.
No.
It's not.
It's good to put on at a party or something.
Yeah, it's really
in a situation
party,
where you don't really have to listen to everything that's happening.
Exactly.
But it grooves and it's cool. But
yeah, it grooves a lot. Yeah. Like most of the riffs that I really like, they grooved so fucking hard, and that was awesome. But the problem was that he repeated them for like 150 times, and the first 50 times it grooves like fuck. But then it starts grooving in a bad way. It starts digging into your brain, and not really a pleasurable experience at that point. So, but if we have to talk about songs that we like, my two favorites was What, which is the third song.
What is cool. It's a cool song.
Really like party song, uses the organ. It's really awesome. And the second song I really like is The Man Who Laughs. The last song, number 11, where he uses...
Oh, the cello stuff and everything.
Exactly, the cellos or string instruments of some kind.
Violins, whatever he's not using.
And that song lasts for 9 minutes. And the reason it does is because there's like a 4-minute long drum solo in the middle of it.
It's like, what?
And that really fucks it up. I don't know why he did that at all. Because
that kind of ruined the song.
He could at least just...
I think I was taking a shit at that time.
Yeah, you were.
So I didn't really hear that.
Yeah, well, count yourself lucky.
Count yourself lucky. You saved 4 minutes of your life there.
Like, it might sound like I'm really bashing on the CD, but I didn't hate it. I just...
No, of course.
I think the reason I'm bashing it is because from the last CD he made, Educated Horses, I just thought the CD was so good. And when I listened back to Hellbilly Deluxe 1, I think that CD is the best he ever done. And when I heard I was going to make a sequel, I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome. So as I do often, you know, I set the bar too high. I just expect so much. So when you guys don't appreciate it a lot, I fucking hate it. You know, because you know, I want God to come out of that CD. But you know, I want him to come out, suck my cock, lick my balls, and jump back in, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. You know.
I hope we don't.
Who wouldn't? You know, who wouldn't want God to come and suck your balls?
Finger licking your butt.
I really hope we don't have any Christian midgets listening. Because that would be a fucking double trouble. Yeah. But okay, we any standout song? Anything you want to add?
I liked two. I like the number 8, Burn. And Werewolf Baby. I thought that was good.
Werewolf Baby was a good song.
I thought those were good songs. Yeah. They had like things that kept me interested, which is like
Werewolf Baby is the song with the country ish.
And with the slide guitar.
Yeah exactly. Werewolf the slide guitar.
That was Werewolf.
Yeah, and I like if you're not planning on buying the CD, I suggest you get the song legally and. You know, especially Werewolf Baby. I think that was a really highlight. Yeah because it sounds new and fresh. And this CD does not sound new and fresh, except
very Hellbilly kind of thing.
Yeah, very Hellbilly like. Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
So that's a good song.
You got any song to add?
Well, just the same as Weed, actually.
Werewolf Baby?
Werewolf Baby and... What?
Yeah.
That was a good song.
Yeah, like...
Well, you know, I like Jesus Frankenstein. I started listening to it. The first time I listened to it, it's like, wow.
This is a great song.
This is something great. And, yeah, it just flops. Yeah. So, nothing more to that.
If I could say anything to Rob Zombie, it would be keep it a little bit simpler and more exciting instead. Like, don't just throw in things that don't need to be there and just make...
There was one song that was very good, that acoustic song on the first. Which one was that?
I think that
Cease to Exist or something.
Mars Needs Women, I think, actually.
Yeah, Mars Needs Women. The intro is just amazing.
Yeah, that's
with
really cool.
With the acoustic stuff, you know.
Yeah, I was really excited. I thought Rob Zombie was finally
making
an acoustic song. Yeah,
I was like, wow, this is good. I love this song. And then it's like, Mars Needs Women. It's like, what
angry
the fuck?
Angry men, women.
And, what the fuck is that?
That's a good example of not the most intelligent lyric.
I think Rob Zombie had a lot of fun.
Especially
with the lyrics, they're cool.
Yeah, and I think that's why people should listen to Rob Zombie, to have fun at a party, you know? But the problem is, he's having a little bit too much fun. So, you know when somebody's having a lot of fun and you're not in on the fun?
Yeah.
When somebody's laughing at you, that kind of feeling. No, I'm just...
This is the album of the year, the party album
of
the
year. Oh, yeah, so far.
So far.
Okay. Hey, man, we're going to be listening to 120 albums for next time. Now, but let's give it a little rating. Yeah. Skulls, black skulls,
tons,
silver
skulls,
golden skulls. Tell me.
How many goals?
10. From 10.
From 1 to 10?
Yeah, from 10. From 10 to 100.
No,
from 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
10 being legendary, 1 being... fucking the worst crap you ever fucking heard.
I think it was, average. 5, 6 maybe. 6.
6, okay, give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, a 4.
I'm sorry.
That's below the belt.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
You understand me, don't you guys?
Yeah, totally.
You know.
You're entitled to your opinion. Okay.
Sorry about this one, but...
Four
skulls for me.
Okay, I'm gonna give it 6 skulls, just as weird here. So together, it's 15 skulls. So this is legendary.
Basically.
Yeah, didn't tell you we were gonna add it up, man. we'll be right back. Personal ads.
It's me, Mario. You might know me from popular video games such as Super Mario Bros. 1 and Super Mario Bros. 3. I'm looking for a partner to jump on turtles and eat mushrooms with me. Give me a call.
Okay, welcome back. This is the final and third part of the show.
This is the ending part, I think.
And Priest forgot
well,
to tell you something.
I forgot to tell you something about this. Well, Joey Jordison from Slipknot is going to tour with Rob Zombie.
And Murder Dolls fame.
Yeah, of course. Hold on.
Okay.
He's going to tour with Rob Zombie this summer for a summer tour with also Alice Cooper.
And guess what? They're not coming here. They're not coming to Norway.
Of
as
course,
always,
it's a
U.S.
tour. So... And for you fans out there of Murder Dolls.
Oh, this is so exciting!
Yeah! They are getting back together, like in a relationship.
We are the best podcasters ever. Three grown men that just can't get enough of each other.
Murder Dolls is coming out with a new record this summer called Women and Children Last. And they're
you know what they're
right
referencing
now.
To, you know, women and children first, you know, in boats and like Titanic. Fuck them, man. Let them die.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it?
Cause I got it because they say, like, women and children last. When you said that, I just got what the meaning. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
First, wow, you're pretty fast, Lenai.
You're
very good. People say that.
Yeah, because that was very subliminal.
That.
I thought that was very subliminal.
I bet you were fast in bed, too.
Fast in bed.
Fast in bed.
In the bed.
I don't know.
If you're right.
Fast into bed.
fast
during
in
bedding.
And during bedding.
In.
Okay, I bet you're very fast when you're riding Joshy. No, Joshy.
Joshy. Yoshi. Okay.
Yoshi. Okay.
That was good news.
That was good,
good news
for your Murals fans out there.
So thank you for listening. And no, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, we have a couple of emails.
Do we have it? You have to check our mail first.
Ka-ching! I'm checking it.
Okay.
Here we got something. This is from Heavy H. He says, "Hey guys, it's Heavy H here."
Hey guys.
We're guides.
That was a typo, Heavy H. Hey guys, this is Heavy H here. We told me that you've been faking my voice and stuff and using me for fun on your episode. And I just want to say that it's bullshit, you assholes.
In caps.
In caps.
Expect a brick thrown at your heads next time I see you guys. You suck.
Wow. That was pleasant.
Hey, but what? Why?
Why
would
you
did tell
you tell him that?
I didn't tell him anything. This is bullshit. He's trying to break us apart. He's just jealous because I'm in here with you guys and he's not.
He's such a bad friend.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a bad friend.
You rule, man.
You're awesome.
Definitely at least a better friend.
Well, we need to have a talk with Heavy H.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, we're gonna invite him next time.
Okay, this is another email. We got this. Hold on.
Okay,
this is my private email for my...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
Sorry.
And I got this from Melissa, I think.
From who?
From Melissa.
Melissa.
And she says, "Hey, guys, I've been listening to every episode, and I think you guys are awesome.
Oh, that's
you are gods among podcasters, especially Freak the Geek. That guy is so cool. Other guys are all right, but the Freak is the man. Thanks for great fun. Salutes and salutations for Freak the Geek."
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah. Well, good for you, man.
What can I say? I wrote
the
email.
Who's
this
from?
You don't need to see that.
What? What the hell is this, dude? This is no Melissa.
This is from... It's from Freak.
This is you.
Did you send yours?
Dude, are you insinuating that I wrote an email to
myself? No. We're not insinuating. Look, it says Hotmail is telling you that you wrote this.
The Hotmail.
Damn.
Man, you need to start printing instead.
Okay. I just want a little boost, okay? A little ego boost, okay?
I understand.
Okay,
that.
Come on,
this is nonsense.
Because if she wouldn't have written this, you know, you would have told me how awesome I am.
You,
know?
You are she.
Okay.
I also have a fan mail here. Well,
this is really awkward.
I got a postcard in my mail.
Really?
Hold on.
You got a postcard?
They wrote you something.
I remember it, so...
You remember it in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not...
Yeah.
I think I found it for you.
Wow, it's many. Here, I got it. Wow, it's a huge letter. Hello, Freak, the Geek, the Priest, and the other guy, Reed Jekyll.
Great.
Wow,
thanks.
Nice.
I love you guys so much, especially Freak. No, that's not right. Especially Freak the Geek.
Thank
the Priest is okay, and I haven't seen. I bet he's ugly.
Oh, that was
Ouch.
A direct attack.
That was uncalled for.
I just love you guys, and I would love to come over for an interview.
Oh, that's cool. Who is this?
I live in New York City, and especially self-made.
What? Especially self-made.
This is a weird letter here. And my name is Melissa. That's weird.
Thank you, Melissa. Again, thank you.
Did you send me this letter?
You wrote that letter, didn't you?
No, you fucking douche. Okay, hey, guys.
I remember.
I'm awesome.
Look, just deal with it. I'm the best podcaster.
I'm the best, okay? Just get off, okay?
Okay, you wrote us that letter, or me.
Did not sit in the best two
what?
Voicemails ever.
Oh, we have voicemail?
Voicemail?
Two. Two of them.
Two voicemails. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, cool. Let's listen to the... Which one?
Yeah, to the first one.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know who it is.
Is it unknown number?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Hello, freak. It is me, your boyfriend. You know, the one you haven't spoken to in 1 week. I'm breaking up and leaving you for Ricky Martin. Fuck your podcast.
Wow, that was... I don't think I have a boyfriend.
I think you do have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
well, you used to have a boyfriend.
How does
that make you feel, knowing that Ricky Martin is going to be bunking his hams?
You're going to lose
actually,
him
kinda,
for Ricky Martin.
I feel kind of rejected again.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't have a boyfriend. So, So, let's just go to the next voicemail, guys. Let's just go to the freaking next voicemail, okay?
Okay, calm down. Here goes the next voicemail.
Priest, I hope some midgets rape you. Because you're an ass. Go suck on a lemon, both of you.
What the hell was that? Was that you, Weed?
Sound like you.
I don't think that was me.
Dude, why would you send something like that?
Well, how can you be
I
so sure?
I thought we were friends again.
Seriously, how can you be so sure it was me?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm so sure. Because I happen to know that your mother is a midget. And I happen to know that priest talked bad about midgets 2 weeks ago. No, on the second episode.
You're right. My mother's a midget. And I don't like you talking shit about midgets on your podcast, okay?
Okay,
because
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet you're fucking sorry.
Listen to me.
Midgets are weird. Okay, I'm just throwing it out, one of them
is my mother.
Okay, guys, I have to tell something. You know, the other day when we had the last podcast on Thursday, I was walking over the street and I was looking to the left and there was a midget sitting there. He was drinking.
And that's funny. That's really funny because midgets probably don't drink like real people. Fuck you, priest.
You're gonna get punched.
Ah, fuck, man. Don't hit me like that.
Yes.
Weird, relax, okay?
By the way, you female listeners, my mother might be a midget, but I'm pretty huge.
Okay, that huge...
Listen, that's the sound of me winking at you.
Dude, don't you have a girlfriend or something?
No. Or something. Yeah, that's right. Or something.
Or something.
Okay, this has been the worst podcast ever.
As always.
I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. Okay, I have a gay boyfriend. I used to have one. That was not something I was willing to expose today. Weed, you have a midget mother. That's awful. And priest, you're just a douche. So, you know what? I'm leaving.
No, hey, don't leave because I have a present for you guys. I have a huge
prize.
But
this present better be so good that it makes up for all this crap.
Last week, I was in New York City. I was on a short trip, blah, blah, blah. And I was walking by this park and I was like, hey, fuck, They're filming the Knight Rider series, the new one, of course, season three or something. It's like walking in there. It's like David Hasselhoff is standing behind that tree. What? The tree?
Wow.
The three trees.
The three trees.
Okay, thank you. Who's standing behind the tree? It's like, hey, Hasselhoff. I walked by him and it's like, hey, we're having this podcast and all that shit. Can we like call you tomorrow? Or not tomorrow, but someday.
When we get back to the podcast?
Yeah, when we get back to the podcast and for an interview. And it's like,
did you get his phone number?
He's like, yeah, sure, that would be cool.
Seriously, you got us an interview with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool, guys.
Hey,
let's call him.
So I got his number and he told me, just call me anytime.
Well, now's anytime.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's probably sleeping by now, but we're going to call him anyway.
Yeah,
let's call him.
Oh, said.
Mr. Hasloff?
This is the guys from the podcast.
Remember us?
What?
The guys, we were supposed to interview you, Mr. Hasloff. Is this a bad time?
I'll be fine.
Have you been drinking, Mr. Hasloff?
Are you drunk or something?
No.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Alright.
First question is...
This is a mess.
Okay.
Are you in the bathroom?
Did you get fired from the Knight Rider series?
I'm sorry.
I didn't get that.
I didn't catch that either.
Did you get fired from the Knight Rider series?
Fuck you. You're good in life.
Well, that's a bit uncalled for, don't you think, Mr. Hasloff?
That was really out of line, Mr. Hasloff.
Really?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Bullshit. Right.
Alright.
Sorry,
I'm going to stop.
Yeah, you probably should.
You can't stop. So let's ask the question again. So what do you think?
This is obviously a pretty bad time, isn't it, Mr. Hasloff?
Hasloff?
Excuse me, sir.
Hello? Oh,
I think you hung up.
Yeah, I think you hung up.
That was an awkward conversation.
Yeah. Well, he told me.
Are you sure that was David Hasloff?
Yeah. You heard it was him.
It sounded like David Hasloff.
It sounded like him.
But he gave me his number, you know, and I called him.
427-555-7426. Yeah.
No, it's just Hasloff.
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have maybe told that.
You know, I told him, like, is this your real number? And he's like, yeah, sure. Just call me now. It's like, okay, I'm going to try it. And it's like, it sure was. We're going to call you on our podcast.
Well, that was a big fail. Thanks, dude.
Well, no. We got an interview.
Yeah, we got an interview.
Probably the biggest moment of
his life.
Podcast career.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I thought his life.
Let's try to call him next time, too. Just to see if he's drunk again.
Yeah,
we should.
Yeah,
because we would want a real.
Yeah, if we want a real, you know, I want to hear the word, hey, pal!
And it was obviously not... And he was obviously not drunk this time, because he told us so. So
yeah,
he was probably just tired.
Yeah,
I think he's tired.
Mostly,
probably
because
just
you know
tired.
I don't know the time.
Yeah, you know what? But I feel tired and like a midget, so I have to. Reed is eyeing me like the with the eye of the tiger.
My mother is a midget and she's very energetic.
So you were.
There's nothing wrong with her energy level because of her midget status.
Here's the question: is midgets always tired? Just because they're midgets or something?
No,
that a weakness?
They're not. They're just like you and me, only shorter.
Is that a weakness for midgets? They're tired.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, I know. We hate you too.
Okay. Thanks for the show. We have to go. And just to tell everybody, we're just joking about the midgets.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
We really do love midgets.
I love midgets.
We love taking them Yoshi style, and we just love midgets.
It's not working.
He's messed up. Okay, we'll see you next time, right?
Right.
And
because we're gonna call Hasselhoff.
Or maybe you won't.
Oh. And this has been an Easter special.
Easter special. So.
We're taking a break now. We're taking a break. Be sure to watch to check out dreadcentral.com.
Be sure to check out YouTube, The Count Censored.
Yeah.
Do that. The Count Censored YouTube. Awesome. Not the cunt, The Count, okay? Censored.
So be sure to check out a lot of horror stuff, as always. Night of the Living podcast.
And you'll catch us next time, huh?
Stay dead and cool.
Yeah.
Stay dead and cool. That was cool.
Smell you later, ghoulies.
That was not as cool, but cool.
Didn't you like it?
It was cool. It was cool, man.
Cue music.
Yeah.
The music's gone. Okay.
The music's gone. Okay.
Can't you hear it? I'm bumping, dude.
I'm bumping like
you're bumping
midget.
What?
You don't want... I'm bumping your mom, okay? And
my mom is a perfectly good bump, okay?
And is your father a midget too?
No.
I just want to say,
he's a
small bend.
He's a giant.
No, he's not a giant.
That's why he became great.
Yeah. Midget...
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.